another chance to make it big today. And you can start out by figuring what's going on by listening to the Good Day program. Today would be, what, the 11th? No, the 12th.
The 12th today.
12th of April is upon us. The day has started differently than it did yesterday for George Zimmerman, who was taken into custody yesterday afternoon, charged with second-degree murder in the death of Trayvon Martin. He's going to plead not guilty. You knew that, right?
Yes.
So what about all of this? Is it like people are out for blood on this, aren't they? There's just more.
Oh, yeah. There's no happy side of this story at all. I mean.
So there's a discussion that's floating around. And I wonder how much merit you think it has. 800-510-8255 connects with us on the phone so you can go on the air. You can send me email, doug@dougstephan.com, or Jen. Is it Jen or Jennifer? How does
Jennifer.
It be? Jennifer. @dougstephan.com. Mm-hmm. Also, you can follow us on facebook.com/goodday and Twitter @goodday. The Zimmerman case and our fascination, our obsession, our concern with issues of race. After all, isn't the only difference between you and a person, if you're white, who has, well, if you're black or whatever your skin pigmentation, what's the difference between you and that person who has a different color skin than you do? What's the difference?
Why just is the skin color. That's it. Yeah. There's no difference.
So why is it people make such a big deal? The photo of Barack Obama in his Chicago office, re-election campaign office. And the comment has come from a lot of blacks. Oh, there are no black people in that picture. What? Since when? You all know that the reason that Barack Obama got elected is because he had, 94% support among blacks. Is it just because his skin is black? That's it? You don't have any more depth to you than that? To understand what the issues are? Oh, he understands our issues because he's black. Oh, there are a lot of people. Herman Cain, he doesn't understand your issues. He's black.
I loved Herman Cain. I know he was a cheater, but I loved him.
He's just kind of interesting. I wouldn't say I loved him. I don't love any of them.
999. I still miss it.
Interesting. But the reason I'm bringing it up, Jennifer, is because we play this race card. Mm-hmm. These phonies like Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson. Jesse Jackson's been a little less out there banging the drum, but it's still the same thing. Why does George Zimmerman deserve to be in jail any more because he's white or black? Is it just because of the killing of a black person? But did he kill you? Then it gets boiled down.
That's
you
the
think,
question.
Did he kill
it
because he was black?
Right.
And if he did, what was his problem? Why did George Zimmerman have a problem with Trayvon Martin? Apparently the problem was that he was black. Why? Do you, if you have a problem with people of different skin color, whether you're black or white, I mean, that's usually the distinction, but there are others. Why do you have a problem? 800, it may be a rhetorical question, maybe worth thinking about. 800-510-8255. I've had my time. I've worked in cities in Baltimore. When I work there, I see a bunch of black people coming toward me on the street. I'd cross to the other side.
Why?
Why? Well, because I was taught to be fearful of young black men together. Why? Because they were gang members. That's what I was told.
By your parents?
Wasn't so much my parents. My parents actually were. My father, I grew up in a very open, in that way, my family's very open. There were a lot of black people that were close and around and part of the family routine. And I grew up in a town where all kinds of demographics still exist in the town. I still live in the town, and the demographics are very interesting. I think it was probably the news media that affected me more than anything else. Maybe movies, things like that, Jennifer, if I were to get right into it. But I see a group of hours by myself, and I most of the time was, I just casually walk across the street. And this would have been when I was in my 40s, probably.
Wow, so fairly
early
recently.
40s?
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm saying it's not like you were 19, is what
right.
I mean.
800-510-8255. So why do we have that attitude? What's built in? And is it all about the news media is so guilty of manipulating you into thinking a particular way. I was talking about this before, how things, outrageous things are said. A lot of the trouble that we have in our country is about, I mean, certainly there has been a lot of trouble. Look at the Civil War. Is there any more, is there a more fervent example of having trouble than that? That was all about skin color. The war in which more Americans have died, more Americans lost their lives in that war than any other war we've ever been involved in as a country, and it was fought over the color of your skin.
Well, and control. That was the other thing, is that we wanted to maintain control.
Of people who had a different skin color.
Right.
Yeah. So what's that all about, Alfie? 800-510-8255. Levi is in Columbia, South Carolina. What say you, Levi?
Well, the question I had, Doug, or concern, is why did the media want to prosecute this guy, you know, before any real facts came out?
Because that's the way they do things, to stir
gasoline,
things up, to sell
gasoline on
newspapers, get people to watch their TV program, to listen to their radio shows. That's why they do it, Levi. It's all about them, entertainment, more listeners, more money. That's it. Simple. That's the equation.
Well, you know, they showed a picture of Trayvon when he looked like he was about 12, yeah. And Zimmerman, you know, at 25, just fresh out of a bar brawl or something, you know. Why didn't they show a picture of Zimmerman at 12?
You know, well, yeah, there are good questions. I think Zimmerman has something to account for here, honestly, I really do. But there is much prejudice. You point out some interesting and important things, Levi. Thank you for the call. 800-510-8255. Frank calls. Good day. Hi, Frank. Say hi to Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Frank.
Frank says hi to Jennifer every day.
Yeah. Anyway, go ahead, Frank.
Yes, I'd just like to comment. I think the reason why race is playing such an important role in the Trayvon Martin case is simply because of the equation that it only seems to be that somebody gets arrested when it doesn't involve the death of an African-American. What I'm saying is that the only reason why somebody wasn't arrested was because the person that was killed was African-American and the person that did the killing wasn't African-American. It does. If you killed somebody who was white, you would be arrested. If you killed somebody perhaps that was black, maybe you wouldn't be arrested. That's the problem.
The problem from your point of view is a problem and a discussion worth having. Thank you for sharing your thoughts. 800-510-8255. I have thoughts on other things, Jennifer.
You do? Thank goodness. Because our thoughts are things.
They are. And so are age spots, brown spots, and
terrible
liver spots. Those are things, too. A lot of you don't like them, and a lot of you are trying to do something about it. And I, hero that I am, have come up with a way for you to deal with those ugly spots that may be a constant source of embarrassment or just concern. Problem and solution. That's kind of the cool thing about Shamanix coming up with this brilliance. This is a product that has three breakthrough ingredients that are all individually proven to lighten your age spots, your liver spots, and your pigmentation. Interesting we'd have this conversation when we're talking about the pigmentation of one's skin, because that's what it is. All the people who have, it's funny how those who have little brown spots on their skin want to erase them. It's just food for thought, thinking about the conversation we've been having. So here's the deal. If you would like to have a free bottle of brilliance from Shamanix, you can get one by calling 800-525-4988. You'll sign up for the program, but they'll send you the first bottle free, and you'll see for yourself that you can get rid of those brown spots, the aging spots that are on your face, your neck, your hands. If you like the idea of trying something like this for free, help yourself right now. It's a limited time offer, risk-free. Dial 800-525-4988. You're going to tell them you're listening to Doug and you want the product called Brilliance, a brilliant skin brightener, 800-525-4988.
Because no one knows how to keep your Buick at its best like the Buick Certified Service Experts. They'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for their latest service offers and everyday value pricing.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
At Quicken Loans, we close many of our home loans in 30 days or less. But if you work with someone other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with a lender that takes a lot longer. Here's an analogy. I ordered a pizza 4 hours ago that should have arrived in 30 minutes or less. Think of my cold, unappetizing pizza as a mortgage from a lender that doesn't care about closing loans quickly.
Here's your pizza, dude.
You should have been here a lot sooner.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
The choice is clear. A mortgage from a lender that takes forever to close your loan, or a piping hot mortgage from Quicken Loans that arrives fresh at your door in as quick as 30 days or less. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Normally we run through a dozen or so things that are different today than they were yesterday in terms of what our realities are. But a lot of people want to talk about the Zimmerman
case.
It's a
big story. Yep.
So let us continue. Otis in Alaska. Go ahead, sir. You're on Good Day. Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Right.
You know, I just don't understand. Okay, this guy's, he's doing a neighborhood watch. How come he couldn't just, you know, just call the police? You know, why did he have to get out?
Well, he did call the police, and the police told him to stand down, and he didn't.
And he didn't. Yeah, that's, I mean, that's what I have.
Or he called 911, which most people think is the police.
Yeah, I mean, you're like, you know, everyone anyway, you know, and I guess I don't get that. And I think you guys are kind of being, not delusional, but I mean, just America is.
Well, I may be delusional, but we can all wish for it to be better than it is, Otis, and that may be delusional, but we can still hope for it. Hope, what is it? The old expression, hope springs eternal.
Eternal, yeah.
I spring forth the idea that we all get along, like Rodney King said, can we all just get along? And whether that was appropriate for that time. I think getting along is something we ought to all strive for instead of focusing on how different we are, because we aren't. Steve's in Gardner, Massachusetts. Hi, Steve. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, I think Zimmerman had the right to actually get out of his car and follow a suspicious individual he thought as a captain of the community watch. Mm-hmm. No doubt Martin was walking on a pathway and maybe the car couldn't follow. So I, as part of my community watch that I go around, I'm coordinating that. If I saw somebody suspicious in my community, I would definitely follow them.
Yeah. And then what would happen if you somehow or other encountered them, that person?
Well, it depended on the situation. I would say, what are you doing
here?
Have
you ever encountered anybody on your watch?
Yes, I have. I've actually gone out and taken my cell phone and taken pictures of the car that these individuals were in.
Did you have a gun, or do you carry a gun when you're out on neighborhood watch?
No, absolutely not.
All right. That's a good story, Steve. Thank you for calling. I wonder about these neighborhood watches.
Yeah, because neighborhood watch in our area is neighbors all gathered together, not following anybody.
So. All right, 21 after the hour on Good Day.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Micro microfilter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at VPrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the VPrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Down to the nitty-gritty here. There's this lady who sent an email to me suggesting that I did not pay enough attention to Rich McFadden. I didn't give him enough credit. I don't have enough respect for him. And you know what, lady? You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what's going to happen? Nothing. You're right. Exactly.
The time has come for someone to put his foot down, and that foot is me.
Burger King, ladies and gentlemen, Burger King has announced they are testing a new bacon sundae. Let me say that again. Burger King is testing a bacon sundae. Burger King also announced it's changing its slogan from Have It Your Way to Die Humans Die.
Do you see this in the news? A new report I read today, the average wedding now costs $27,000. What? That's it. The average wedding costs $27,000. Well, no wonder Newt Gingrich is broke. That's why he's broke. He's constantly shelling out all that money. Oh, man, Maura. Well, more problems. I'm starting to feel sorry for Newt now, actually. Apparently, I guess Newt Gingrich's campaign paid $500 to get his name on the Utah primary ballot. You know, you pay to get your name. It's $500 to get your name on the ballot. And the check bounced. Let me tell you something. You know, if Newt is spending money he doesn't have, maybe he really is qualified to be president. You know, maybe. I mean...
Everybody okay? We had a scary morning this morning. We got a half inch of rain in L.A. today. And it fell from the sky. God must be mad at us or something. It was terrible. The bottoms of my yoga pants got all wet. Rain is actually very dangerous in L.A. because we're amazed when we see it. We stand there looking up at it, and if our mouths are open, we can drown.
Now listen to this. A man in Maryland was arrested for selling marijuana out of an ice cream truck. You can kind of tell, instead of playing the normal ice cream truck song, they just blasted a Fish bootleg tape from 1996. Like, bouncing around the room, you guys want anything?
Where'd you hear this, Jeff? Kanye West is dating Kim Kardashian. Move over, Brangelina. They're going to have a combined name. Kanye-dashian? Kimye. Kimye. Kimye's not bad, is
That's
it?
That's good. That's
mm-hmm.
good.
You got any?
Yeah, bad idea.
Okay. Kanye says he's written a song about Kim. It'd be pretty easy to write a song about Kim Kardashian. All you need is a bunch of words that rhyme with hairy. But... Do you know what I think's funny? What happened there? I saw a bunch of girls who went, ooh.
So is the problem with Kim Kardashian has hairy arms?
Well, she's Armenian, and so yeah. they are known to have a little more body hair. But she has come out and called herself just this week. She said she's in some lawsuit with the hair removal company, and she said, don't blame me. I'm hairy because I'm Armenian.
Really?
Something like that. So
she has hair on her arms, hair on her legs, and things like that?
That's what she came out and said, yeah, because really? She's in trouble with this hair removal company.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hairy. Well, I think there are other problems there. I'm not sure that being hairy is
hairy,
one of them.
It rhymes with it. Scary is the problem.
Right, exactly. Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. The social media side of things, I'm very interested in having all of you connect with all of us, not only Jennifer, but other people that are participants in the program, because we want to stay linked to you, and better all the time, Facebook and Twitter, and now Pinterest. If I get that, I want to sound
like Pinterest.
Why do I keep saying Pinterest?
Because it's you Pinterest. Want to, because it's interest, but it, Pinterest.
Yeah. Pinterest.
It's I just picture. Signed up for an account.
Did
I'm
you really?
I'm figuring it out, yes.
Yeah. And it's free.
It is free, but you have to free. Be invited. It takes hey, a right. few days for you to get
in. Oh, I probably won't get invited then, right? Who's going to invite me?
I'll invite you.
Will you really? Let's keep everybody happy here. It's 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Attention, animal lovers. Even if you weren't planning on adopting a pet on your next vacation, you may just change your mind when you hear this story. There's a very cool program at the Aspen Animal Shelter in Colorado that actually lets you borrow a dog to spend the day together. And you know what happens next. People fall in love and take the dog home. In St. Thomas, if you adopt from the Humane Society, the Belongo Bay Beach Resort will give you a 30% discount and a free ride to the shelter. Stray dogs in the Turks and Caicos are called potcakes. Check out the potcake place to bring a dog to the beach. And if it's a good fit, you can adopt it. And in Puerto Rico, the Sato Project and Save the Sato can help you bring home one of these abandoned animals. Want to help out but not ready to adopt? Most Caribbean shelters need help flying dogs to the States. You can volunteer to be an escort and have the animal fly on your ticket at no additional cost to you. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
When I'm shopping for a new car, I want the real story. Like, what do real people who own the car think of it? And I want to know what I should pay so I can get the best deal. Is that too much to ask?
We don't think so. Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com will help you find out what you should pay for a new car. Use KBB.com's advanced car valuation tools, plus get reviews from both real car owners and certified experts. At KBB.com, you get the real story. So don't shop for a new car until you've gone to KBB.com, the trusted resource.
I took a trip to Seattle.
I took a trip to Seattle.
I took a plush Oki Sarah halibut ceviche trip to Seattle.
I took a Gauguin exhibit, pierogies at the market trip to Seattle.
I took a 9-acre public market,
8 live bands,
midnight martinis trip to Seattle.
Spend a weekend in Seattle and it'll stay with you long after you depart. Visit 2daysinseattle.com to plan your trip today.
Get great Seattle hotel deals through April 29th. 2 days in Seattle. What will you do with your two?
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original BioMat. The BioMat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep pain penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a biomat.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Good day program. Jennifer Horan, Doug Steffen, with the stories or the ideas or things that have happened in the last 24 hours or less, actually, overnight. Many of you have not heard the story about this stillborn infant who was in the morgue. The good thing is, sad thing was, the baby was pronounced dead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
this is in Argentina, actually. Right. This woman went through labor, found out that her child was dead. She and her husband wanted some closure, so they went down. They asked to be let into the morgue so that they could actually take a picture of their baby, which, duh. And I guess the two of them were standing there, standing over this little box that they had put on a stretcher with the baby inside, and the woman slowly opens it, and she sees the baby with its hand over its face. And when she looked, it started to move, and it let a little cry out, and they were able to take the baby out of there. Can you imagine that feeling?
How could the hospital staff or whoever, how it just shows you how fallible we all are. We are not
Absolutely.
Infallible. We are not perfect. We make mistakes. The baby, apparently suffering from hypothermia, is doing just fine. Now
it's, and I think it's kind of cool. They named it Luz Milagros, which is miracle light. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, yeah, yep. How about that? And you know, she had a low heart rate apparently, and was three months premature.
Yeah, so but there are people that delivered her. There were five people that delivered the baby, and they've all been suspended because no. Yes.
Yep. I think that would be an excellent way to handle that. 800-510-8255. There is a poll floating around today. Actually, we have our usual daily poll at DougSteffen.com, which focuses on the year of the cheat. This supposedly is the year of the tax cheat. I don't know how that's any different this year than it has been any other year. There are a lot of people who cheat on their taxes. So we're asking you whether you do or you don't. Wonderful, fine, uplifting poll question. Another one that is making its rounds is whether or not the Obama campaign has a diversity problem. If you're just joining us in the last half hour, we were talking about George Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin. I was more concerned, not necessarily about that. That's gotten... You turn on... Last night, as I was going to sleep, turn on the news, and every single channel in Boston leads with Zimmerman being arrested. Why in Boston is that the number one story other than the foolishness that we all follow? We are, if we're watching television or listening to the radio newscasts, you are following like sheep the train created by these news media nutbirds who think because the racial overtones of this are so strong that they need to lead in a local newscast with something that's going on in Florida.
The news media has really upset me with that, including the NBC producer that was fired for editing stuff together. I mean, you're just inciting more trouble when it's already so explosive.
Yeah. Well, then you get into the understanding, Jennifer, of what the news media is really all about. It's really not
hype.
The news media. It's about entertainment. It's about getting viewers. What's my job? I need to get viewers. Mm-hmm. So you go out, Alec Baldwin is upset with the folks, the news crew from the Today Show. You can tell that story if you want. It's kind of an interesting reality. Actually, we have the story at DougStephan.com basically saying he's had enough of NBC when he's on an NBC show.
Yeah, 30 Rock, right?
Yeah, right.
Well, the rumor is that he's over it. He's ready to leave. He's ready to leave 30 Rock, which he's alluded to before. He also left the country yesterday. Did you see that?
No.
He's leaving everything. 30 Rock, he's leaving the country. He's just, I don't know. He thinks that the media, they're stalkers, much like this woman is. He thinks that they're actually even worse than this woman. That's what he's saying.
Well, the Today Show sent a camera crew to the building where he lives to get him on tape about the stalking story. And he said he was upset because here I have a house you broadcast to America, my
where
street,
I live.
My
yeah.
address, and I don't blame him. And the Today Show, why would an NBC show pull?
Yeah, that seems
try
almost
to pull
too
that
responsible
off.
For the Today Show. I mean, maybe a local news crew, maybe TMZ, but the Today Show seems like they should be holding themselves to a higher standard.
Why?
I don't know.
Why would you
fun.
Expect them? Okay, you know the real story. Speaking of the Today Show, as to why Matt Lauer got the big pay raise that he did?
No.
You don't know the story, honestly, really?
No, fill me in. No, I don't.
The reason that that Matt Lauer got $25 million is because Katie Couric tried to get him to come to work at ABC with
Interesting.
Her.
Interesting.
And they waived a lot of money in front of him because they all know what each other makes. And so... She and that pretty much tells you. Lauer has an interview in the Hollywood Reporter. He talks about Ann Curry and how sweet she is, and Meredith Vieira and how he misses her, and how Katie Couric asked him to join her over at ABC. And
if they could have gotten him at ABC, that would have been a huge coup for them, because I really, truly believe people tune into Today for Matt Lauer. I mean, what else are you watching for besides maybe Al? You know, you get their camaraderie, but he I think, is probably the most important news person that we have right now.
I don't know, but is he a news person? A news person to
me. I think
me,
he'd be classified in that category because I don't think there are any news people left.
Well, I mean, you like to think that Brian Williams supposedly is a news person, or Wolf
kind of.
Blitzer is a news person, or Scott Pelley, sort of not great. You know, he and David Gregory, a couple of lightweights as far as. They all think they're Walter Cronkite, for God's sakes. Diane Sawyer is the closest thing
I love Diane
to
Sawyer.
Being a real news person, I think, that there is in the country.
Mm-hmm.
What do you folks
think? I think she tries hard, definitely.
I think she's smart, and she gets it, and she knows what the boundaries are and knows how to ask the right questions. Mike Wallace was a news guy, and we've talked a lot about him this week. 800-510-8255. Speaking of... go back to the poll about the Obama campaign having a diversity problem. What I started to say is in the last half hour, we were talking about this picture that was taken at the Obama headquarters, the re-election headquarters in Chicago, and they're all white people in the picture.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the black supporters say, hey, wait a minute, what's the big idea? How come there aren't black people? We overlooked diversity. And it goes back to the silliness. You know, the Romney campaign, probably the same thing. Take a picture of them. You think the picture's going to be full of black people? I don't think so.
No, but this picture is definitely full of white people.
Right.
I'm looking at it right now.
A lot of white people are working for Barack Obama, so what's the crime in that?
Nothing.
It's
you
foolish.
Know, that's the thing.
This
it's
is
just
so silly.
Finding the best person for the job, despite what they look like, despite the skin color. Just find the best person for the job.
Right. Now, sort of in a related way of looking at the world, we have not only those who want to separate themselves because of the color of their skin, but also the religious issues that come up. Here we have Mel Gibson again, it would appear, in hot water because of a war of words that's broken out between him and Joe Esterhaus, who had been hired to write and direct a movie that Mel Gibson wanted to put together. What's the story there?
Well, the movie was about Judah Maccabee. Uh-huh. And they'd worked on it for a long time. It had actually gone pretty far up the flagpole, and then Warner Brothers all of a sudden decided to pull the plug. Nobody knew exactly why, but now we know it's because there was this major rift between Mel Gibson and Esterhaus, right?
Esterhaus, yep.
I can never say his name right. It's awful. But what's happening is that Mel Gibson said that the reason he didn't like the script is that it was junky, it was bad. Well, Mr. Esterhaus says that it's because Mel Gibson hates Jews, that he constantly asked if people in the story were, quote-unquote, Hebes, oven dodgers, and Jew boys. He's accusing Mel Gibson of saying.
How do you do that in this day and age? How do you pull that off?
And right. So Joe wrote this scathing letter saying how bad it was, 9 pages about Mel Gibson's problems, how he said not only those words, but he also talked about how he'd like to do something sexual and naughty to his ex and stab her while he was doing it.
Right.
And it just he's making all these accusations. He also said that he had some disparaging remarks about the head of the William Morris Agency. And so now Mel Gibson has written a letter back saying that this is really not true, that he doesn't hate anybody, that the movie was just junky, and that's why he doesn't want to do it. So he even goes so far, Joe Esterhaus even goes as far as to say he hated John Lennon, Julian's son. John Lennon, because he hated the song Imagine, and hateful
if you are,
disagreement between the two of them.
If you're a religious zealot, then you don't like Imagine. If you're
right.
a religious, if you're a negative, sort of cloistered religionist, you don't like Imagine because the whole song is all about a world without religion.
Right.
And how wonderful the world would be. And when you get right down to it, Lennon's right. Because every major war that's ever been fought in our world has been about religion. And if not religion, the color of your skin.
Mel can say that he hates the song, which he did, according to Joe Esterhaus, but he also said that he thinks John Lennon deserved to be shot. That was the big problem with... According to Joe Esterhaus, right.
See, I think this is the water cooler conversation of the day. As corny as that, I don't even like that expression. But I think this is the story that people will yak about during the day. You hear what Mel Gibson said? Well,
and,
I mean,
you know,
you're taking
whether
Joe,
it's true or not, people are going to buy into it because of Mel's troubled past. So,
right.
Yeah.
So, and then the other side of that, Jennifer, is where there's smoke, there's fire. Mm-hmm. If he keeps getting into trouble like this, Esterhaus is not Jewish, so it's not like he's grinding that axe. So, I mean, when you get right down to it, is there something? Well, of course, there are plenty of anti-Semites in the world. That's why there is the country of Israel, and that's why there were, you know, 6 million people who were cooked in ovens in after or during World War II, and because there are people who don't like other people because their religion, the same as there are people who don't like other people because of
they're more comfortable with someone that's the same as them.
Same as people don't like other people because they're got blonde hair. Or some people don't like other people because they're Republicans, or some people don't like other people because they're Argentinians, and I mean, it's crazy stuff.
Now,
penguins, therefore I don't like you because you like penguins.
Not only is Mel dealing with all this stuff, and he's really denied everything that Esterhaus is saying, but now Oksana, his ex, has come out. She hasn't said anything publicly, but her legal team has, and they're saying now that they're fearing for her safety, that he's extremely dangerous and, you know.
He's a nut bird, apparently. All right, so anyway, there's a lot of food for thought there. 800-510-8255. 8255. Speaking of food for thought, how much time? You're a small business person. Maybe you just are somebody who spends a lot of time spending time and money, actually, with correspondence. Maybe you don't use email. Maybe you just like to send cards and letters to people. And so you spend a lot of time down at the post office. You buy your stamps, put them on the envelopes, send them out. But there's a better, smarter, and I guess almost more creative way of doing your postage, sending your mail. Why waste money when you add extra stamps on a package? You're not sure, but you want to get it out, so you put extra stamps on to make sure that it doesn't come back. If you have stamps.com, you have your own digital scale. You'll be able to weigh your packages. You'll be able to print the postage on your own computer and put the postage on the package. Mailman comes and picks it up. No question, no worry, no concern, no time spent wasted at the post office. When you deal with stamps.com, you just plug in your computer. You weigh your package or your letter. The exact amount of postage comes out after it appears on your screen. You have a postal expert right at your desk, courtesy of stamps.com. Never guesswork. Never go to the post office. Always satisfaction. It's really kind of a cool thing. And right now, there still is time for the special offer that came from stamps.com. If you go to their website, stamps.com, before you do anything else, click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage. Type in Doug, D-O-U-G, Doug, and you'll get not only the no-risk trial offer, you'll also get some nice freebies, the free digital scale and $55 in free postage. Not a bad deal, considering how wonderful it would be to stop wasting time at the post office. Get it done right the first time, all in your own office, in your own home, in your own business. Stamps.com. Use the code Doug.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
Forward, so does the rest of the economy. CSX trains are the most cost-efficient way to move goods to market. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra. All right, Scott, you have a thought on Mel Gibson. Go ahead, sir. You got a few seconds
here.
Thank
you. Thank you, Doug. Mel Gibson and also what's going on in the news, all of this hate. You know, it seems like Mel Gibson is a perfect example of wealth not buying happiness. And he made this great movie about Christ. He had such success financially, and he's just so miserable.
Yep. It's got to be that he is a miserable human being. That's money can't buy me love.
That's right. Or
can't
happiness.
Can't buy me happiness. 51 after on Good Day.
If
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
After the hour now on the Doug Stanford Good Day program, Jennifer and I romping through the items of the day. You realize what a great song that is? Michael, why? Just don't send that away. Don't dispatch that so quickly. You know what this song is all about? You know this song, right, Jennifer?
No, I don't know this
Aren't
song.
You really?
Listen
no.
to this song.
Yeah, for a second. No, we don't have the lyrics in it. Let's try to check this as well. All right, dig that song out, Michael, and we'll familiarize Jennifer and everybody else with it.
I need a lesson.
Yes, you do. All right, speaking of lessons, this is our time during the day when we really focus on technology big time, because we have the services of Shelley Palmer, who today is wondering what would happen if your kitchen floor was built using some new technology from IBM. You remember the commercial? Help, I've fallen and I can't get up.
You know, I do. I love that commercial.
All right. Yeah. So let's see what Shelley can do to fix that problem or give you ideas to fix the problem in just a moment here on Good Day.
When your digestion is out of sync with your life, everything feels off. Digestive issues can leave you twisted up. Give Sustanix Advanced Probiotic a chance to help. Shift Sustanex survives better than other probiotics to deliver good bacteria where you need it. So take the Sustanex 14-day challenge. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Get started at Sustanex.com.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, help, I've fallen and I can't get up. But I don't have to worry because my kitchen floor is going to save me. Well, at least that's what would happen if my kitchen floor was built using some newly patented technology from IBM. The smart kitchen floor, invented by IBM, will be able to track who and what is on it, and even be able to sense if you've fallen and you can't get up. In fact, the monitors in this futuristic floor will even know if you're having a heart attack or some other type of health issue. IBM's patent also claims that the invention will alert you if there are intruders or simply too many teenagers in your kitchen when you're not home. When will IBM's smart floor be available? Actually, the company has no plans to create the product. It's just a random invention that IBM decided to patent. But you have to admit, a smart kitchen floor sounds awesome. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com for more information.
For Doug Stevens, Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer. The weather's getting warmer, and Lowe's has everything you need to make the most of spring. That's why Lowe's offers free delivery on all in-store and online purchases of riding and walk-behind mowers, grills, and patio sets, $249 or more. Plus, save more by choosing 18-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more when you use your Lowe's consumer credit card. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 4/16/12. Special financing cannot be combined with 5% off everyday credit offer. See store for details.
When I'm shopping for a new car, I want the real story. Like, what do real people who own the car think of it? And I want to know what I should pay so I can get the best deal. Is that too much to ask?
We don't think so. Kelley Blue Books, KBB.com, will help you find out what you should pay for a new car. Use KBB.com's advanced car valuation tools, plus get reviews from both real car owners and certified experts. At KBB.com, you get the real story. So don't shop for a new car until you've gone to KBB.com, the trusted resource.
Today's consumer has the world at his or her fingertips, and now with the help of mobile apps, you can do just about anything you want from anywhere. According to the Consumer Electronics Association, 9 out of 10 U.S. consumers own a tablet, a smartphone, or a cell phone, and more than a third of you are engaged in mobile commerce. More here from Brian Osich.
There seems to be an app for just about everything today, from games to travel and more. With app appeal growing, today's leading app store currently features over 500,000 apps with more than 25 billion downloaded to date. Mark Wachowski, Senior Vice President of Mobile Solutions at Bank of America, expects this demand to continue to accelerate in 2012. Apps can help people with everything, from finding the perfect recipe to storing frequent flyer miles to staying in control of their finances. And now, banking is more accessible than ever with Bank of America's free mobile banking app, supporting a wide variety of carriers and devices, including the iPhone, iPad, Android phones and tablets, Windows Phone, and Kindle Fire. Taking convenience and control to a new level, the Secure Bank of America app allows online banking customers to check balances, pay bills, make transfers, and view transactions on the go in order to manage their day-to-day finances whenever, wherever. Visit bankofamerica.com/mobilebanking for more information. That's Newsbreak from Bank of America, member FDIC.
Speaking of technology, the Justice Department has sued Apple, accusing them of conspiring to raise prices of e-books. Justice Department put the antitrust division onto this issue that goes back to 2010. Apple and other book publishers agreed to stop competing with Amazon's price, selling e-books for as little as $9.99. Instead, they increased the prices significantly. Apple would be guaranteed 30% commission on each e-book sold. So there's something to put your...